Okay, today is Daf Vav of Masechtas Pesachim. We're going to go back to Hamid Beis to the first part of the line where the two dots Amar Mar. And today's Daf is sponsored by the Nornsberg family, Lila Nishmas, Moshe Dov, Ben Shaul Pinchas, Shama Shav and Aliyah. So Amar Mar, we said, Yachal Yatmin v'yakabel pikdonos menanachrim, that if you get a pikadon or some chamet from a guy, you should be pater. Talmud Lomar, lo yimatze. No, it says lo yimatze. But 1 second. Hamar to Reisha, but we learned yesterday, shalacha i'ataroe. You're not allowed to see your own chametz. Avat teroe shalachem v'shalgavoa. But you can see someone else's chametz, and you can see Hashem's chametz. Touch him. So which one is it? So if the guy gives me something to watch, am I chayev or not? It seems to be a contradiction. One place says you're not chayev, one place says you are chayev. Lo kasha, not a kasha. Ha, when are you us? When is it usher? When is it usher? The kibel aleha achrayis. When you took responsibility for it. You told the guy, you could leave it here, and if anything happens to it, I'll pay you. That's what you said? If that's what you said, then you're chayev. It's as if it's yours. Ha, when is it mutter? The lo kibel aleha achrayis. You don't have a achrayis for it. You told the guy, you want to leave it here? So leave it by me. Not mine. Not responsible for it. Rava said to the Bnei Mechuza, Be'iro, Chamira, Dibnei, Chela, Mibataychu. He told the Bnei Mechuza, right? You have to get rid of the Chametz, Be'ira, to do Be'ir. You have to get rid of the Chametz of the soldiers that put stuff in their houses, given to Ilu Mignav, the Ilu Mitbat, because if it gets stolen or get lost, Be'irishu Tzaychu Koi. It would be considered in your rishus. Ubi isu lishlume kedilachon dami va'asar. If the chametz that the soldiers left by you, if it got stolen or lost, would you have to pay? Yes, you have to pay them back, which means it's like yours. Therefore, you get rid of it before Pesach.
So the error must mean something different, because if they destroyed it, they'd have to pay for it.
So maybe they'll have to pay for it. All right, you got to pay money. It can't be over in Avera.
Right, but I mean, if they did. Yeah, then they'd have to pay for it anyway.
That's right. No, but the point is they can't say, well, it's not mine.
Right.
It's the soldiers. The answer is no. Since you're responsible for it, you're chayev. Now, hanicha, this all makes sense. Lamanda amar, davar hagorim, lamamon, kimamon dami. That something that causes money is like money. What does that mean? That means as follows. Let's say there's a halacha in Bava Kama that if you steal something from somebody, you have to pay kefal. What if you steal from Hektish? You steal a carbon, you steal somebody's animal, you steal an animal. So there's a halacha that you don't pay kefal from Hektish. It's not Reyehu, but Hektish is not your friend. So you don't pay kefal from if you steal from Hektish. But 1 second. But if Reuven steals Shimon's animal, Shimon now has to buy another animal. For Shimon promised to bring carbon. So Reuven stole the animal, he killed it, whatever he did. Now Shimon's got to bring another animal. So it's true it belonged to Hektish, because Shimon donated it already. Shimon donated it to Hektish. 100%. But now that Reuven stole it, Shimon's got to bring another animal. Which means that by Reuven stealing the animal, he caused Shimon a monetary loss.
No, he doesn't pay kefal, but he still pays for the original, for the
principal. Who? I know, but let's say Shimon donated that animal. And that animal now is dead. Reuven came and killed it in the middle of the night. Did that cause Shimon a loss? No. Why not? Because Shimon said he'll go donate that animal, and that animal is dead. Doesn't make a difference if it died of natural causes or Reuven killed it. Shimon doesn't have to pay again. Shimon doesn't have to pay. But what if I promised to bring a carbon? I promised to bring a carbon and I donated that one. And then Reuven came in the middle of the night and killed it. And caused me a loss. Right? I have to buy another one now. Perfectly healthy animal. It was perfectly good. You caused me a loss. By killing the animal, you caused me a loss. Now, it belonged to Hekdesh because it was already donated. So do we then apply the rule, well, it belongs to Hekdesh, so there's no kefel, it's not Reyehu. So one man, the Amr, says, no, we don't say that now. Because it caused me a loss. Even though it belonged to Hekdesh, it caused me a loss. And if it caused me a loss, it's as if it didn't belong to Hekdesh. And all the rules of kefel and all the rules of damage all apply. They don't apply to Hekdesh, but they apply now, because it caused me a loss. That's called Dover Hagore Mamon. It causes me money. I got to shell out more money to buy another one because you killed it or you stole it or you shechted it. Belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. But since even though it belonged to the Beis HaMikdash, but it caused me a loss, it's as if it didn't belong to the Beis HaMikdash. And it doesn't have the rules of Hekdesh. Hekdesh has different rules. Stealing from Hekdesh, damaging Hekdesh, they all have different rules. Either way, but the point is it caused the original owner a loss. Since it caused the original owner a loss, because now I've got to buy another one, even though it was already donated to the Beis HaMikdash, and we have a rule, when you steal from the Beis HaMikdash, you damage the Beis HaMikdash, all the rules are different, because...
When you steal from a person, you pay the kefal to the person.
Right.
But here, you could make up the money, but not sort of a muffin thing, you could make up the money by paying to the person, but the kefal would go to the Beis HaMikdash, so...
And the point is that a robber in such a case doesn't pay kefal if he steals from the Beis HaMikdash. He doesn't pay it, but he does pay it if it causes me a loss. So that's what he's saying over here. All this makes sense if you hold that Dover Goreim Lamamon is Kamamon, right? So what happened? Somebody came. So the guy left. The guy left the product by me, and then someone came and stole it. Do I have to pay the guy? The answer is yes. There's a rabbi told him, B'nai Mechuzah. Make sure you get rid of that chametz before Pesach, because really, if it got stolen, you have to pay for it. Why do I have to pay for it? It's not mine. It belongs to the guy. The answer is, that's what achrayus means. You're responsible for it, even though it doesn't belong to you. Aval, but, Ella, Lamanda Armar, Lav Kimim Amon Dami, some hold it's not like your money. And if someone hurts, damages the animal that belongs to Hekdesh, even though I don't have to buy another one, it's not considered damaging me, and therefore I don't have to get the ganav is off the hook or whatever, all the rules of Hekdesh still apply. If you hold like that, then Michael Amemar, why you chayev? Why you chayev? Why did Rava tell the guys, make sure you get rid of the chametz? So what? I'm responsible for it. That doesn't mean anything. Just because, for example, if I have to buy another animal, I promised the Beis HaMikdash I'll bring him a carbon. I promised him. And then someone comes and kills that animal. I have to bring another carbon? Yes, I do. What's with the ganav? Or that murderer? That guy? That bad guy? The answer is nothing's wrong with that guy. That guy does not have to pay or whatever the rules are of Hekdesh. It caused me a loss. So what? It's not mine. Belongs to the Beis HaMikdash now. I donated it already. It caused me a loss. So what? Same thing over here. So the B'nai Mechuzah, Rava told them, you have to make sure you get rid of that chametz, because if not, you're going to have to pay for it. Does that mean I have to get rid of it just because I have to pay for it? It's not mine. The fact that I have to pay for it is irrelevant. It's like the fact that I have to pay for a new carbon is irrelevant regarding the ganav. It's irrelevant. Why do I have to buy a new one? Because I promised Hashem I would do that. Doesn't mean that it's mine. Same thing over here. I promised Hashem I wouldn't have chametz in my house. Does it mean it's mine? Achayev. So, shiny hacha. You're right. But here it's different. To Amar lo yimatzei. Because there's a pasuk that says lo yimatzei. You're right. You're right. But the carbon, all the comparisons, all wonderful. But at the end of the Torah says lo yimatzei. Don't have it in your house. And if you're responsible for it, then you have to get rid of it. When it comes to, it's all true. But it's different, because it says lo yimatzei. It says don't have it in your house. Ikad diyamri, others have the exact same gemara, the exact same halacha, with a different version. Ha nicha lamanda avar davar hagor mamon, lav kamamon dami. If the loss is not considered as if it's yours, hainu, the itzruch, lo yimatzei. That's why it says lo yimatzei. El Lamanda Amar Kimamon Dami, but if I hold that the money is like as if it's mine, Why is it mine? Because I have to buy another one. Then lo yimatze lemali. Why do we need lo yimatze? Anyway, I'm responsible for it, just like I'm responsible for the carbon. So Gemara says, itzrich. No. Saga de chamina, I would have thought, hal v'chi isye hada be'ene. La brushuse kai. Because when it comes to the chametz is right here. The chametz is staring me in the face. Right? Rashi says in the top line, the second to the top line, at the end of the line, hu gufayhu lumore be'ene. I have to get rid of the chametz before Pesach, right? Rava told the Bnei Mechuza, make sure you get rid of the chametz. Why? Because you're responsible for it. Says the Gemara, and then we said, but what about lav? But what about causing me a loss? So yes or no? But the Gemara says, wait a minute. When the guy shows up, I hand him the chametz. Here's your chametz. So is it mine? Of course it's not mine. It's the guy's. The fact that I can give the chametz back, I would have thought, of course it's not mine. He's going to come and ask for it. He's going to come one day and say, where's my chametz? So it's right here. Here you go. Hey, Mr. Guy. Here's your chametz. So if that's the case, I would have thought, it's not mine. Ah, Torah says, no, lo yimatze. Buy a carbon, doesn't apply. The carbon's gone. The animal's dead. The animal's stolen. The animal's already, they had a barbecue with that animal months ago. Now I found out about it. I got to buy another one. Now if it's machlokas, is it mamon garam? Is it not mamon garam? Is the god responsible for kefil? And machlokas about that, because it caused me a loss. But the animal's not here. It's dead. The chametz is here. So I would have thought, what do I have to get rid of it for? It's not mine. The raya, when the guy shows up, I'm going to give it back to him. Rashi says, "Hu gufei lamari beinei." It's right here. Ze adayin lo nevet. It's not lost. V'chi am Reb Shimon lahu. When? One second. Who did you say? Did you say to the guy?
The guy came to put chametz in my
house. Without asking you. You're not chayev.
Because yours.
Exactly.
So yours.
What?
It's the same thing.
No, but what if you told him, I'll be responsible for it?
Sorry.
So if you told him, I'll be responsible for it, then it's as if it's yours. But one second, is it really as if it's mine? It's here. Let him come and take it back. So the answer is, the Torah says, lo yimatze, don't have it. Difference. Now, when we're actually talking about Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon's the one who holds over there in Baba Kama that something that causes a loss, I'm responsible for it. I'm sorry, that something that causes a loss, davar gorm l'mamon k'mamon dami. Since when someone steals my animal, I have to now shell out more money and buy another carbon. So it's as if that the guy who stole the animal is like really he stole from a head yote, because I have to pay. That's because the animal's not here; it's gone. That's why that rule applies, right? What? No, no, not at all. Okay, it could be a little bar kocha. It could be, but the Torah says lo yimatze. So if you agree to pay for it, then it's as if it's a little bit yours because you're.
Bar kocha, you didn't agree to anything. You just got no choice.
Right. I don't know if anyone says that. We're just going to finish the Rashi. So afal pisha ain't kefal lehektish. Even though there's no kefal when it comes to hektish, tichziv luriyehu v'lo lehektish, hacha chayiv, hey be chayiv. Why? To give in dezeh chayiv achriyason, since you promised to pay for it, riyehu karinan bey to agarim lo leschayiv mamon. He's called your friend because he caused you to pay more money. So again, when somebody steals my carbon, I donated it already. It belongs to the Beis HaMikdash now. But since I have to pay for another carbon, that guy is considered as if he stole from a head yot because he caused me a loss, and I have to pay again. You want to say the same thing by the chametz? I would have thought it's totally different over there, because over there the chametz is still here. So give it back to him. So why am I considered mine? Comes on the Torah. It says lo yimatze, and therefore you're still chayev, even though you can give it back to him. Therefore you got to get rid of it before Pesach. Are you going to have to pay for it? No, that's the halacha. Does that make sense? Even if the responsibility is not willingly, right? The guy dropped it off, put a gun to my head, and said, "You watch that chametz. If anything happens, you have to pay for me." All right, no choice. So what do I do before Pesach? I'll burn it and I'll pay him, but I can't let it sit there because I'm responsible for it, and therefore it's as if it's mine. Even if you hold, this doesn't make a difference what you hold, dover garm or not. Because the Torah says lo yimatze. So it's, you're charged with ownership. That's why I wanted to do this again. Make sense? Boy minei rimei rava. They ask rava like this. Now we're going to answer your question. Behemoths are nuna. Behema, that where arnuna means a tax. So the rule was that the government got a tax on all your, on all, not all, they took a tax, a percentage of all your sheep, all your flock. So there's a halacha that you can't, that you're not chayiv in a bechor if you have partners with a guy. So since the king could come take a tax and take away some of the animals, are you partnered with a guy? He's going to come and take some. Does that mean you're partners? And therefore you're not chayiv in bechor? That's the Gemara's Barmenei Mei Rava. Behemas are nona. The behemah of a tax. Chayavis bebechorah or in chayavis bebechorah? Are you chayav in bechorah or not? Right? Are you chayav in bechorah or not? Rashi says, Tikai Malon, shall call shiyad nachri be'emtza. Anytime the guy has a hand in it, petur min ha'bechorah. You putter. Shinemar, because it says, Li kol bechorah b'Yisrael, avalo b'acherim. Ve'eder zeh, this flock, she'isuro shel melech. The king's got a percentage over here. Chayavis bebuchara, what's his lekoyin bebuchara? Shalhen olo. So does that mean that now there's no bechor? I don't have to give one tenth to the Beis Hamikdash or to the koyin? Kol heichad dematzi mesalek lebezuze lokum violon the chayavis. If I could pay off the king, I give him a check instead of giving him an actual animal. There's no kasha that I have to give bechor because I can get out of this partnership by paying him off. No question about that. When's the kasha? I can't get out of it. I can't get out of it with paying him off. He's going to take an animal. Does that mean he's a partnership of my animals? My, what's the story? So amalu patura, you patur in bechor. I v'tani chayavis, but another bride said you chayav in bechor in this case. Well, hasam zematzim masalik le. There you're able to pay him off. You can give a check instead. The king comes to the door. He says, either I want a check or take an animal from you. So all right, fine. Here's a check. If that's the case, I don't have to. I don't have chayiv in bechor because he doesn't have any ownership interest. Ikeda Amri. Others said like this: Amar Rava, behemoth arnuna, a behemoth that belongs that there's a tax on them, patur mina bechor. Afal gav, even though dematzim b'salik lay, even though you can pay it off, right? Well, how's that? Why is that right? Even though I can pay it off, I'm still chayiv. I'm still patur from bechor. Why? So Rashi says because until you pay it off, he has a share of the animal. So you didn't, right? Make sense? Until you pay it off, he has a stake in the animals. Isas Arnona, let's say there was a rule that the king got a tax on all your dough. So you chayev to give chala? Chayev es bechala. You chayev in chala? Afal gav de lo motzei masakli. Even though you can't pay that off. So why am I chayev in chala? He's my partner, the guy. The king is my partner. Why am I chayev in chala? My taima, why is that? So the answer is, behema is le kala, isa les le kala. When it comes to behema, everybody knows about it. When it comes to chala, who knows that the king took... People are going to think you're not being chayiv, you're not giving chala. People are going to think that you're being cheap. So you have to give chala only because of marazayim. Really, you putter. Why? Because the guy's a partner with you. You have to give it because of marazayim.
So you wouldn't say
bracha. Maybe that's a good point. Probably not, right. Now, Tana Rabbanan. This is something you all alluded to before. Nachri shenichnas lechatzero shel Yisrael ubetzeko biyado. A guy walks into your property on Shabbat on Yontif with bread. How can this be? I'll tell you like this. Let's say the maid comes to do cleaning and she brings a sandwich with her. The maid comes to do cleaning on Pesach and she brings her own lunch. She brings a sandwich, bread. You can't get more chametz than that. She brings mamish bread and she puts it down on the counter and she writes on it, "Maid's lunch. Don't not touch." Right? Ein zakok levar. You don't have to get rid of it. You don't have to get rid of it. Right? Right? Says the Mishnah Brura, why not? Because you're never going to eat it. When it was not Pesach, you don't touch that. You don't eat her lunch. It's not yours. It's, you mean because in your possession. So so that's exactly the point. It has to be that you're responsible for it. That's the only time you're chayiv. Guy comes to fix your roof, and the guy brings lunch with him, and he puts it. You're chayiv on that. Why not? Because it's not yours.
It's not yours. You're not responsible for it. You don't have to send it to the Beferish Gemara. Ein zakach levar. You don't have to get rid of it. Hifkidu etzlo. But if he left it by you, because do me a favor, watch this. I'm going to go to the other job. I'll be back in an hour. Zakach levar. You got to get rid of it. Now, it must be a case where you promised that you're going to be responsible for it. Exactly. Yachad lo bayis, right? Yachad lo bayis, which means you gave him a spot in the house. Says Rashi, Klomar, lo kiblu alav, you didn't accept it. Ela amar le, hare bayis lefanecha. Here, hanach ba'achas min azavios. The guy comes to do work in the house. The emergency repair work has to be done on Chol HaMoed. And the guy brings lunch with him. He says, where should I put this? Put whatever you want. Ein zakach levar, you don't have to get rid of it. Ein zakach levar, you don't have to get rid of it. Why? Just because I said put whatever you want, that doesn't mean I'm responsible for it. I told the guy, he said, put whatever you want, I don't care. Put it in a safe place, make sure the kids don't take it, make sure the dog doesn't go get near it. Put it in a safe place, do what you want. I'm not responsible for it, just because I said that. Ein zakach levar, shenemar lo yimatzei. What does it mean, lo yimatzei? What does that mean? You're not chayif for, you're not responsible because it says lo yimatzei. What does that mean? My carver, what does that mean? Summer of Papa, no. A Reisha Koi. The word lo yimatzei went on the Reisha. Hachi kamar. Hefkidu etzlo. If you took a pikadon from the guy, zakach levar. Shenemar lo yimatzei. You see, Mr. G? If you took a pikadon, which means you're responsible for it, then zakach levar, you have to get rid of it. Why? Lo yimatzei. But if I just told the guy, put it wherever you want, it's not my lunch. Well, I don't care what you do with it. You put it wherever you want. Then I'm not responsible for it. Rashi, I'm like, no, lo ma seifa, even me at the seifa, the keys with the guy. V'hachi kamar, yichid lo bayis. If I told the guy, put the lunch wherever you want, not my business, I don't care. Ein zakach levar. I don't have to, I'm not responsible for it. Shenemar, lo yimotzi bibotechem. V'alav didehu, it's not yours. Why should I be responsible? It's not mine. Lo yimotzi means you have to get rid of chametz, it's yours, not yours. When the guy puts the worker puts the lunch down in my house, it's his lunch. I have no responsibility for that lunch whatsoever. Now, Lememra, do you want to tell me the Schiras Kanya? That now we're taking it to a step further. What if Schiras means renting out? So I rented out my spot to the guy. It's not mine. I told the guy, he goes, can I leave this here for you for a month? Want to leave it there for a month? Leave it there for a month. I'm not responsible for it. The guy says, fine. I won't make you responsible for it. Anything happens to it, it's my loss. Can I do that? Yes, I can. The Gemara says you can do that. Doesn't make a difference if it's a day worker or a month worker. He wants to leave it over here. It's fine, but I'm not responsible for it. The guy says, fine. Now, what really happened here? He sort of likes renting it. He's renting space for me. Right? Which means, the Shechiras Kanya, so that belongs to him. Is that true? When I rent space to somebody, who owns the building? Who owns the apartment? The owner. I'll prove it to you. Did not. There's a Mishnah later in Avodah Zarah. It says like this. If I'm renting, are you allowed to rent property? You're allowed to rent an apartment to a guy? In Israel. Only in Israel. The answer is you're not allowed to. You know why? Af makam sh'armu lahaskir lo lahaskir. Even if you want to tell me you can rent him a barn, or you can rent him a storehouse, or an office, something like that. But not an apartment. Why not? Lo lebeis dira amru. Rabbi Shemachnisin lazocha avodah zara. Because the guy is going to bring avodah zara into the apartment. And I own the apartment. So I'm bringing avodah zara into my own apartment. I rented it to him. So what? It's my apartment. So what do you see? That renting doesn't equal ownership. So I can't rent an apartment to a guy. He's going to bring an avodah zara into my apartment. So how can I bring chametz into my apartment? It's the difference. Right? V'isal g'daitach t'shchira kanya. So if Schiras is Kanya, which means when he rents the apartment, as if he owns it, then why can't he bring in the Avodah Zarah? What do I care? It's not my apartment now. He owns it. He rented it. It's as if it's his. We don't say that. So it's chametz different. The Avodah Zarah, he's not allowed to bring in. So why can't he bring in the chametz into my house and give him the basement that's his apartment now? Why is that mutter? Shani Hacha, even though Schiras is not Kanya, right? The Afki Rachmana Baloshin below Yimatse. But it says, Schiras is not Kanya. So therefore you can't bring an Avodah Zarah in. Why? Yes, Chametz. Because Bechametz says Lo Yimatse. Right? Misha Matsu Biyadecha. Which means only something that's Matsui. Yotza Zeh She'ena Matsui. This is not Matsui. Why is it not Matsui? because I let the guy have it. And I'm responsible for it. Now, let's say I gave the guy my basement. Can he bring a chametz into his... It's his apartment. I rented out my basement to the guy. Can he bring in chametz? The answer is yes. Schiris is Kanya. I'm sorry, Schiris is not Kanya. Schiris is not Kanya. So it's as if it's my apartment. How can I bring in chametz into my... It's bringing chametz into my house. What's the heter? The heter is lo yimotze, only if it's something matze biyadecha. Rashi says, can I barge into the guy's while he's watching TV? I'm going to barge in. I can't do that. It's his apartment. I rented in the apartment. Can I barge in? No. It's not matzoi. And since it's not matzoi, I'm not over lo yimotze.
Sounds like you should be making the exact opposite, Rosh.
Why? Me, there's lo yimotze. Me shim matzoi biyadecha. If it's matzoi, this is not matzoi. I can't walk into his apartment. I can't walk in there. Am I allowed to take his... Am I allowed to go rummage through his bag and see what lunch he's got? I'm not allowed to do that.
Are you allowed to rummage through his bag and see what bag he has?
What? No, not allowed to. No, not allowed to do that either. That's the half of the point. The point is, since it's my apartment, since it's my...
You
it's a special...
Lo Yimotze would give you the exact opposite drasha.
Right.
By comments, Lo Yimotze, it shouldn't be in your thing, even if it's not yours. But I don't understand. It seems to be the exact opposite drasha.
So no, so lo yimotze means it has to be you. No, so that's exactly the point. Since it says lo yimotze, I can't rummage. Really, it belongs to me. It's my apartment. It's my house. And for you cannot bring in. Why chametz? Yes, chametz is different. It says lo yimotze. So it has to be accessible to me. Since it's not accessible to me, the avodah zarah is also not accessible to me. And I can't go in there. It's his apartment. But since it's in my house, and we say schiris is not kanya, I'm not allowed to bring a over there, so I can't rent it out to a guy. Here is a special lo yimotze. I can't go rummage through his stuff, and therefore it's not considered matzui, and therefore I'm not over by yimotze. Fascinating, no?
Yeah, we
go. Okay. There's no chance we're finishing daf today. Next. Amavudam Arab. Hamotzi chametz bebeso, biyamtif. Kofel of asakli. If you find chametz in your house on Pesach, how'd that happen? Right? Didn't you do a bedika? How'd that happen? Happened! So what do? You cover it with a kli. Right? Says Rashi, fascinating Rashi. Rashi says, you're not allowed to, it's muksa. Can't touch it. It's muksa. You have to cover it with a kli. Tosa says, didn't we learn that you're not allowed to use something, you're not allowed to use a kli for something that's not mutter? Like you can't use a kli for a drip when then the kli becomes mukta? So if I cover the kli, if I cover the chametz of the kli, I can't now remove the kli. So I made the kli mukta. You're not allowed to do that. So Tosa says, for an isser of maybe coming to eat chametz, we're all going to allow it. Okay.
We do it with shirts.
What?
We do it with shirts.
No, that's only in the base of Mikdash.
Why don't you see shirts in your house?
You're not allowed to cover it. I don't know.
I'm covered.
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. So maybe it's to stop an issue, it's okay. Then Rashi says, Mihu, Bal Yira lo over. Don't worry about Bal Yira. You're not going to be over it. You know why? Tabatle, Belibe. I did Bittel. So it's in my house. It's considered a hefker. It's considered nothing. It's considered dust. Dust of the earth. Meesmal. Kimi le kaman ha-bodik tzarachi about the Belibo. Elo mishum shlo yishakech miyachlano tachavazakli. I shouldn't come to eat it. Cover it. Okay? Amar Rava, im shall hektesh u eino tzarech. But if it belongs to hektesh, you don't have to cover it. You know why? My time, you know why? Because bedili mine. Nobody touches hektesh. Never touch hektesh. I always stay away from it. So why should Pesach be different? It's hektesh, it's cookie. I'm not going to go near it. Amar Vuda Marav, chemto shall nachwi, os la mechitza asara tvachim mishum heker. If it belongs to a guy, you have to make a mechitza around it, 10 tvachim tall. Says Rashi, Ba'ar ba'asar, on the 14th, mishum heker, from a heker, shlo yishgach, shouldn't forget, v'yochlenu, and eat it. V'lo sagile b'asiyas kli, it's not enough putting covering with a kli, kol shiva. Shakli nitel etzorech, because a kli I might forget, I need the kli. I'm having company for dinner, it was before coronavirus when people had company, I have company for dinner, I need that kli. So I'm going to lift up the kli, oh my goodness, this chametz here, I'll eat it. Therefore, mihu, hahu, de la'el, lav shalei b'mechita. You can't make a mechita on Yontif. And we're not going to make him make a mechitza. Mishum dechad yomei sagilei bekviyas kli. V'layali yavrenu. How long do you have to cover the chametz for? Only till the yontif is over. 1 or 2 days. So for that, a kli is enough. The whole yontif to cover with a kli of the belongs to the goy? No. You have to make a mechitza. This is the makar that when you sell your chametz, it's not enough just to cover. You're supposed to like merely make a partition because it's chametz that belongs to a goy in your house. Rashi says covering with a kli is not, the Gemara says it. Rashi explains, covering with a kli is not enough.
If your maid comes to your house with a sandwich, do you have to make a heker?
No.
Why not?
Because it's not yours.
What's that not?
You never touch, you're never going to touch. It's like hektish. Do you ever touch your maid's lunch? Never do that.
Why would I ever touch a goy's chametz?
What?
You have a goy's chametz here?
Yeah. Why? No, because you might come to, because you might forget.
Why would I not touch?
Because she's not, maybe Nick is right, because she's not there.
No, because your stuff is originally yours.
No, but we're saying over here that if a goy's chametz, you have to build a mechitza. Why? Because it's for the whole yontif, and you might make a mistake. So he says, why won't you make a mistake with your maid's lunch?
Right, it's a conscious question. If you have a goy's chametz,
I guess, because I guess for the few hours that she's there, you're not going to make a mistake.
And for 3 days, or 4 weeks,
it's 8 days. Right, that's a good question. I don't know to think about that. It's, I don't know. That's beyond the scope of this. Yeah. Next halacha. From Yehuda my Rav, Hamfarish v'yotze b'shiara kodem shloshim yom im tzavuk levar. You go away before Pesach. If you go away 30 days before Pesach, you don't have to do anything. Tov shloshim yom. If you leave within 30 days, tzavuk levar. Because it's a complicated gemara. We're going to do it in 3 minutes. It's a very complicated gemara here. If you leave within 30 days, you don't have to. You have to. You have to get rid of it. Amar Abaya, ha damar to tok shloshim yom zakut levar. When is that true? It's not true if you're going to come back on Pesach. Lo amaron elo shira also shadai to lachzar. You plan to come back on Pesach. Or right before Pesach, you're not going to have time. Avol ein dai to lachzar. If you don't come, if you're not coming back before Pesach, ein zakut levar. You don't have to get rid of it. I'm moving to another place. I've gone for 6 months. I leave in the middle of Purim time. I'm not coming back. Now, bitul you have to do. You don't have to do bdika. You don't have to biur. What for? Amalei Rava, vi daito lachzar, filo Rosh Hashanah nami. 1 second. If you plan on coming back, then even if you leave Rosh Hashanah, you have to get rid of it. Why? So the Rashi explains, Mafarshan explains, because if you come back on Pesach, you're not going to have time. And you're going to forget, and you're going to eat it. Ela Marava, now here's the vart. Ha damarta kodem shol shim yomein zog levarer, lo amar elen shidaito lachzar. Now I leave in the middle of the winter. I'm a snower. I go down to Florida for the winter, and I'm staying for Pesach. I have no intention of coming back. Then I don't have to do beer. I will die to lach, so I feel in Rosh Hashanah, so I feel levar. But if I do, even if I leave Rosh Hashanah, time I have to. V'azdur Rava l'taymei, d'amar Rava. Rava said, d'amar Rava, ha'ose beitzel otzer, kozom shoshin yom, eim zachal levar. If somebody turns his house into a barn, or into some kind of storage house, gets rid of all his chametz, you don't have to do any bedika. To shoshin yom, zachal levar. Kozom shoshin yom, namelo mor, elon shen dat l'ofnaso. You have no intention of changing it back. If you're intent on changing it back, then the field called him Shoshim Nam Mizat Levar. Then even before 30 days, you have to fix it. Okay. How is Shoshim Yom Ayavidite? Where 30 days come from? What 30 days? Now we all know 30 days because of this Gemara. Where 30 days come from? Kitatanya Shaul v'Darshim Hilchach Pesach Kodem Yom Shoshim Yom. You have 30 days before Pesach. Everyone knows this. 30 days before Pesach, you start talking about Pesach. No, 2 weeks is enough. 2 weeks. It's not just like a musr. It's a halacha. It's not a musr. Oh, you should talk. It's a halacha. So is it 30 days or 2 weeks? I'm a chlokas. My time at the Tanakhama. Why does the Tanakhama say 30 days? Shari Moshe Omer Pesach Rishon. Because Moshe stood up on Pesach Rishon. Umazio Pesach Sheni. And started warning about Pesach Sheni already. Shenemar. V'yasu b'nei Yisrael asa Pesach b'moada. Uksivin it says. V'hiya nashem asher hoya tereim l'nefesh ha'adam. Some guys were tummy. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, he says 2 weeks. No, there's not a riot that 30 days. I did the Iri, but merely the Pischa. Masik Lukol Mil the Pischa. Since Moshe told them a little bit about Pesach Sheni, he told them all the halachas. It's not a riot, it's a chiyuv. So my time with Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, so why does Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Taka say 2 weeks? Shari Moshe Omer Rosh Chodesh. Moshe stood up in Rosh Chodesh. Umazir ala Pesach. And told everyone about Pesach. Why? How do you know that? Shemar says, "Achorish de lochem rosh chadashim." Bershchoresh, Bershchoresh Nisan, in Parshas Bo, Uksiv, Dabro B'nei, Koldas B'nei Yisrael, Bethel L'choresh, Hazeh, Vichu Lehem, Ishtel L'beis Avos, on the 10th day, get the Korban Pesach ready. So you see, it was 2 weeks before. And Bershchoresh told him. Says the Gemara, who said it was Bershchoresh? Hashem said, Hachoresh Yedel L'Ochem Bershchoresh. How do you know Moshe told it over on Bershchoresh? There's no riot like that. M'maydeh Bershchoresh, M'maydeh Reish Yachah Koi. Who said that was on Rosh Chodesh? Dilma, Ba'arba B'yachol, Chamishat Yachol Koi. Maybe it was on the 4th of the month or the 5th of the month. Moshe said, okay, it's coming close to Pesach. You guys got to get stuck getting ready. How do you know it was on Rosh Chodesh Dafka? No Raya. Ela Amar Rabba Bar Shimi Mishmei Deravina Mehacha. Oh, from over here. It says, V'edar Barsham Al Moshe, Hashem spoke to Moshe, B'midbar, in the Midbar, Sinai, B'shana Hashenis, in the second year, B'ruch Chodesh Arishon, in the first month, which is Nisan. When in Nisan? Doesn't say the day. The Gemara assumes it's Rosh Chodesh. Uksiv, and it says, V'yansu b'nei shalos ha-Pesach v'mo'ado, and they made Korban Pesach. So obviously, 2 weeks before, on Sagit Hochanami, Mimai de Rosh Yachah Koi. How do you know that was on Rosh Chodesh? Dilma maybe ba'arba b'yachah v'chamishat yachah Koi. It was on the 4th day. Who said it was on Rosh Chodesh? Amar v'nachem b'yitzchak isi midbar midbar. It's a Gzeir Shava. Uksiv hach, it says over here, b'midbar Sinai. Uksiv hasam, and it says in the very first pasuk of Bamidbar, the very first pasuk, V'dabar Shem Moshe b'Midbar Sinai ba'olmod b'echad haChodesh Hashini. There it says it was on the first day of the second month, Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Ma'ala hala on Rosh Chodesh, Afkan Rosh Chodesh. So where's this pasuk, by the way? It's in Bahaloscha. So in Bamidbar it was Rosh Chodesh Iyar, making Zeir Shava that in Bahaloscha it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So you see, it was 2 weeks before. So 1 second, that comes out now that Rosh Chodesh Iyar is written before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's a funny thing, no? To out of order, the Torah. So, V'nichta v'reishet d'chodesh risha v'hada nichta v'chodesh sheni. It's out of order. Pa'aloscha should be first. It happened first. Chronologically, it happened first. Rosh Bamidbar happened second. So, it's out of order. Amar v'nashi bar tachlifa ishmei d'rav zos omeres ein muktam u'mucha b'torah. There's no order to the Torah. Now, it certainly is an order to the Torah. Bereshit happened before Hazinu. That's for sure true. So what does it mean there's no order in the Torah? Sometimes there's no order in the Torah. Why? I have no idea. Why is the Torah written Ein Mokta Mochabat? Why? Why is it Malosach? Why? What's the reason for that? I don't know. But so, I understand that. So what? Why does it have to be out of order? I don't know the reason. I don't know. You know the reason?
Because it's not a storybook.
So therefore what?
In history, what happened?
But it is a storybook, because the story of Avram Avinu is before Moshe. Why? Because it happened beforehand.
100%. If you could write it in order and not in order, why would you write it in order?
I saw 3 things about that.
Yeah?
First of all, this thing here in Book of Melchizedek is the only time in Talmud Bavli that this is written. We say this all the time, because it's in the Drush, of course, this is the only time that's written in Talmud.
Right. So if you notice, Rabbi Akiva Eger has a little notation over here, and he says, Rabbi Akiva Eger says, look at Rashi and Chumash in Bereishis in two or three places. If you look at those places, one's in Parshas Noach, Bereishis, where the thing of where Hashem telling Noach to is out of order there.
The whole thing with Terah's age a few weeks ago. We had a whole thing with Terah.
That was not one.
The whole thing doesn't make sense. The Terah was alive. It says he was dead. And
we have that in Bereishis all the time. Our convenience is.
The lineage. Right.
All of them.
Now, that doesn't mean it's out of order. It's just the Torah records it as if they lived and died, even though they lived through the other people. The first 10 generations. So they lived a long time. Adam lived a long time. He died. Next one. Died. Next one. Died.
Right. Exactly at the time he died, it would tell him that he's died.
So this is the only place in Shas where it says it. We say it all the time.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, for example, the Machlokas in the Rishonim, whether the Egel happened before. I'm sorry. Whether the Mishkan was before the Egel or after the Egel. In the Torah, it's written beforehand. It's Truma, Tetzava, then Kisisa. It's a machlokas if it happened the other way around. So again, why is it out of order? Yes, what do you hear?
I mean, those are drushes, like one of them.
No, but here it has to be.
It does that because all the parshas have to connection to each other. And sometimes pulling one to another gives you a little bit of more of an emphasis on it.
So now the Gemara is going to say, 1 second, how can the Torah be out of order? We have something called Klal Prat and Prat Klal. So they have to be in order, because a Klal has to follow and the Prat has to follow. So it has to be in order. So here we go. It's going to be quick because it's the same thing. Amar of Papa. Long Lauren Ella betray Inyani. It's only true in two Inyanim. It's out of order. Avil Bechad Inyana. In one Inyan, in one Parsha, in one story, it has to be in order. My Mukta Mukta, my Mukha Demukha. Has to be in order. Whatever's first is first, whatever's second, second. Dilo Tem Hachi. You don't say that. Kal Lu Prat. Ein Bechal Lu Masha Beprat. Don't Prat U Kal Lu. Maybe it's all the way around. Vesu also, Prat U Kal. Nase Prat. Kal Mosef Ala Prat. The Kal's Mosef on the Prat. Dilma Kal Lu Prat. Who? Maybe it's all the way around. I Hachi. Then Afilu. Afilu betrayed Yoni Nami. Even two and them also has to be in order. Why? Because Hani Chalaman Damar Klal Uprat Memruchak and Zemizeh Ain Dana No So Beklal Uprat Chaper. If they're far away, you can't learn it. That makes sense, right? But Ella Laman Damar Donan. Even if they're far apart, the two the Klal Uprat are far apart from each other, you can still learn it. Michael and Amar, they're out of order. So that's a good answer. Is I feel Laman Damar Donan Hani Mili Bechad and Yana I will betray and Yana Ain Donan. No. If you want to learn far apart things, there's a klal here, there's a prat 20 psukim later, that has to be in the same parsha. If it's a different parsha, then it's not going to say klal or prat, because it could be out of order. In the same parsha, it's not out of order. Again, why did Hashem create, write the Torah with ein mukta mukha? I don't know. I know it's for drushas, I know it's for reasons, but what are those reasons? If you could write it in order, why are you writing it out of order?
Sometimes the inyan is more important
than the order. Right. Okay.
By the way, he says that Lino says that in Zerubbabel Peretz.
Yeah.
That gives you, as he said, a fascinating comment on.
On what? On Ma'im Mukhtar? This is interesting. It's the only place in Shas where it says it. Very interesting. Fine. So we'll stop here. Tomorrow is literally like a 2-hour daf. It's very, very, very famous daf. It's very soda stick daf. We'll try to do the best we can tomorrow. All right, we'll stop here. It doesn't pay to go. It doesn't pay to start now because it's one sugi and I'm not going to end. We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.